Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And me, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. As ever, we've got tons of stuff.
There's a lot on the table.
Tons of stuff to talk to you about this week. So I think we're just going to dive right in. We have loads
of
new
launches. Yeah, lots of new news.
New news. And then later in the episode, we're going to talk to you about products that we have repurchased.
Yes, the ultimate. So these like the ultimate things that we always go back to that I think if they ever stop making them, I'd slightly freak out.
I might invent a time machine.
Well, that makes sense. That's very logical.
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention.
Especially where beauty is concerned.
Yeah. So that's where we're at today. As you can see, we've gone slightly mad. So let's get on. First things first, there's a couple of things we just want to tell you about because you may have missed them. And we saw them on social media. And when we posted them on social media, a lot of people were very excited. So do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know? The lovely Peter Thomas Roth, which is a really great skincare brand. I want to say like clinically inspired.
I think there's a lot of active ingredients. There's a lot of ingredients.
My brother actually loves his Peter Thomas Roth because he has acne and I have to bring it in back from America.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, because this is kind of an American, you can't get this in the UK, I don't think.
Not easily. If at all. But they do have it at Sephora, so they do ship it. But he's such a huge fan. I bring it back from every time. And I actually have seen this rose repair mask on a lot of Instagrams and a lot of blogs. And because the Rose Repair Mask and the Rose Repair Cleansing Gel are so fantastic.
Yes.
They've done a collaboration with Miss Hello Kitty herself.
She gets around.
She does.
She does get around Hello Kitty.
I'm not saying she's not catting around, but, you know, she looks awesome.
Yes. Very cute packaging.
Yeah. So if you are a Hello Kitty fan, a Hello Kitty collector, I am one of those. And a skincare fan, I am one of those. You should definitely go to peterthomasroth.com, check out the Hello Kitty Rose collection. There is a rose repair cleansing gel mask, and the balancing essence water. And I love that mask. The rose repair mask is genuinely one of my top picks. So I was very excited about this as a skincare person and a kitty person.
I love that the cleansing gel as well has glycolic acid in. For me, that's always like a key ingredient in my skincare. So really excited to see that in there.
And
I think
rose
is nice. I always think rose is a very unoffensive scent. It works well with any of your other like perfumes. It doesn't kind of, I don't know, I like rose.
And this isn't overpowering.
It's
very
gentle.
Deep rose scent. So it's very pleasant to have on your skin and around your face. So yeah, thanks for that, Hello Kitty. We're a big fan. Then something else I wanted to share, which is just something I've done because I'm stupid.
There's no surprise that Lindsay brought this. I think I even saw this in Sephora and was like, Lindsay's going
to
buy that.
I feel like we could ask people to bet what it would be.
I think they'll know.
I talked to a bunch of people about this online before I bit the bullet. And even then I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then immediately did it when I saw it in store. The Becca Chrissy Teigen palette.
Yes. Which you get four, is it two highlighters, a bronzer and a blush? Lindsay is just opening the very beautiful packaging, it's fair to say. It's very beautiful. Nice
feels
big
lovely,
mirror.
Weighty.
And quite
mirror.
A lot of product. You definitely
rose
get
gold,
a lot of product.
Yeah. Rose goldy, very on trend. Yeah, there's two highlighters, a bronzer and a blush.
All very shimmery.
All incredibly shimmery. And even as someone that wants to look like a sexy robot, it's very shimmery. But the thing is, to me, this doesn't feel so much like a sexy robot as 1980s Miami swimwear model.
I think we were chatting about this and we were saying, I think because you have a paler skin tone.
I am very pale.
I think almost this palette probably wasn't, it's just not quite right for your skin tone, is it? That's
all
we were saying.
This is true. I mean, I feel like I was A, tempted by my love of shimmerings.
Of course, Magpie.
B, tempted by my love of Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Because I love her from the internet.
She's beautiful.
And I liked her cookbook.
Oh,
it's really good. And then I read a lot of reviews. People were saying such good things about it and saying, oh, even if you're fair, it's actually quite a light pigment in. There's not like a deep color payoff in all of the products, so it will work even for fair people. And what I should have thought about that was, well, that's a bit it when it costs what it costs. And you know, I think of the Becca products as having quite good pigment. And if you remember the Jaclyn Hill, there was all that scandal because one of the eyeshadow palettes had really rubbish payoff in it, and they had to replace a lot of it. They had to do refunds and replace it.
Yeah, scandal.
Mine was fine, but it was an issue. So it seemed weird to me that they would have created something on purpose that didn't have a lot of pigment in it.
Yeah.
I didn't find it to be too light. I found it to be, I had to be incredibly light-handed to put it anywhere near my face.
I think there is a lot of payoff with the Becca products, which as a makeup artist I love because I can sheer it down, but I can see totally why as a consumer, whoa, Lindsay's just swiped. I think it feels to me like they're very similar shades that already exist with Becca. That's one thing I will say. I feel like if you've already got Champagne Pop, there we go. If you already have Champagne Pop and probably like Opal or any of those highlighters, you probably won't need this palette.
If you love the Teagues and you love Becca,
go for it.
If you're a collector, it's a beautiful thing to have. If you are just a pale person who is like tempted, if you're tempted and if you're not warm toned, don't do it, because it's such a lot of money to invest on something you're not going to use.
And you said you even have the blusher individually already. So Lindsay was like, joke's on you.
Let me have taken that bullet for you. And warm tones, it's kind of you, Chrissy Teigen fans, go buy it. Cool tones, pale skins, maybe give this one a miss.
So one new launch that has been very exciting, especially for a lot of people in the UK, is the new MAC lipstick launches from Fleur de Force and Alexandra Steinher. Both nude shades. Do they have names on them, Lindsay? Or is it just their actual names as the lipstick?
I think it's just their names.
So I think it's Fleur and Alexandra are the names.
Yeah, it's Fleur de Force Cream Sheen.
Fleur de Force Cream Sheen. Is Alexandra's Cream Sheen as well?
I believe it is a luster.
A luster, okay. I feel like when we swatch them both, I would say that Fleur's reminds me a little bit of Shy Girl. So if anyone's tried Shy Girl, but slightly less brown.
Yes.
That's kind of, I think. And for me, I found Alexandra's tiny, tiny bit more peachy, but still very similar. Like you could probably buy either. And if you're a nude lover, like them.
Yeah.
Really pretty launch. I definitely think there's things very similar from MAC that already exist. But again, I like the premise that it's the kind of lipstick you could probably put on when you're driving, you know, not really sort of have to think about precise application. It's very consumer friendly, and the quality, because it's MAC, is lovely.
I love that they're so wearable. Yeah. I feel like so many of these collaborations with different brands are often not wearable, or they're the more extreme end of the creative spectrum. And these, I think, are so wearable. I saw Alessandra's and Fleur's on Instagram and was dying to get my dirty mitts on. So thanks to MAC for sending those to us, because we couldn't actually get them in the States.
No, I didn't realize it's different influencers for different countries.
Yeah,
so.
Which is great, but also like, you showed them all to me, MAC. Please let me have them
what
all.
What a tease.
Fleur's I've been wearing to death. I've actually, and I'm not a massive nude lip person, but I've been wearing that constantly because that pink just rings through. It's almost, I hesitate to say it, but the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk, which we've all loved, it's a very similar wearable
without
pinky
being
nude,
matte,
but it's taken the matte and the brown out of it, which for me as a pale cool tone person, that is so easy for me to wear. With Pillow Talk, I have to sort of put some thought into it, because the brown washes me out a little bit. But Fleur's is perfect. I can just put it on and go. Alessandra's is really beautiful on me with a smoky eye for nighttime, and I've seen it on so many different skin tones on Instagram. So if you see those,
get them while they're, I think they'll be quick to go if they've not already sold out, as a lot of the MAC launches do. But I think if you can't find them, you could definitely ask in MAC what's kind of the closest shade similar if they have sold out. I think, should we do the 90s style pen?
I mean, it would be a crime not to.
So the launch I'm talking about is the Clarins 4-Color All-in-One Pen for Eyes and Lips. Now, let me describe to you the 90s school desk. And if anyone had those pens where it had like 4 colors in one, where you click down.
And you know that you did.
You know you did. Me and Lindsay are nodding because I think I had several in my Walker's, pencil case.
Oh,
everyone
sweet.
Had a Walker's pencil, or a friend's. I had a friend's pencil case.
Oh, see, you're a little bit younger than me. I just had some like scabby purple like leatherette.
Was it fluffy?
Thing. I did have a fluffy one. I had a neon pink fluffy one, but I also had a purple leatherette, which we would draw like Oasis logos on it. And
that was my
logos.
Favorite time of year, going to buy new school stationery.
Oh, the best.
I do digress, but I had to go there. I feel like you needed the narrative, guys, to see what I'm holding in my hands, which is the makeup version, basically. So it's from Clarins. It is literally like those 90s pens where you can even hear. So hopefully that's picking that up on the mic. The clicky down where you click one colour.
You're painting a picture.
I'm painting the picture. You've got a black eyeliner, a brown eyeliner and a blue, like a very sharp electric. So I feel like I like the fact that for me, that black and brown eyeliner I'll always use. Like I'll use the black for the tight line. I'll use that for smoking out eyeshadow. Browns, I just love a brown pencil. And the Clarins Kohl formulas are actually amazing. I feel like they don't get enough love. Mm. They're really, really good. Super blendable. Lovely for creating smoky eyes. But the lip on this... Oh my goodness. I feel like when I
see the lip on this,
when you see the color that the plastic is as an indicator of what the makeup will be like, doesn't look so good.
No,
it's a weird looking color.
Like 90s brown.
Yes. Bad, but don't be alarmed. Brown. When you push it down and the actual makeup bit comes out, again, it's very similar, I think, to the Charlotte Tilbury Iconic Nude mixed with Pillow Talk. It's almost like in between, and it's beautiful. And I love the convenience of this, the fact that nothing's really going to leak, the fact you could just put it in your makeup bag and have multiple looks. You know, for those of you who want a shot of color, you've got the blue. It's gimmicky, but I love it. I really love the fact
that it makes a really clicky noise, yes, which I would enjoy making.
And you can imagine, like, in front of your boyfriend taking this out and him being like, why are you drawing on your face with pen?
Yeah, and he would not care for that clicky noise, and no. I would really like it.
But I love it. I think that is a brilliant launch from Clarins. And as far as I'm aware, it's definitely available in the US and the UK. So hopefully it'll be worldwide soon as well. I think it retails about $30 in the States. But I love it. I think, you know, four products in one.
Yeah, really, you can't really argue
new
with
launch.
That.
Yeah, really love that.
Another new news. Last episode we talked about, I professed my love for the Hourglass Ambient Blushes. They were my highlight of the week.
Yeah.
So I was very excited when I saw the new Immaculate Liquid Powder Foundation, which is mattifying and oil-free. Yeah, from Hourglass. It's spendy. It's $56.
Feeling spendy.
It is spendy. Hourglass products are spendy. Yeah. We know this. It comes in a bazillion colored ways, which is an actual number. I think it's actually closer to 30. But it's a lot. Like the Vanish Seamless Stick, it's a lot of colors. There are lots of undertones. They serve a lot of different skin tones, and I think that's really great.
Yeah.
But unlike the foundation stick, this is a liquid, and it's a cream to powder formula.
Right.
Which, as I say, is oil-free and it's designed to mattify. Now, I used this the first time I used it. I was very excited. I have the shade Pearl. I dare say I could have gone a little bit lighter.
Okay. It's your summer colour.
Yes, it's my summer colour. It's just a little bit too warm when I put it on. And I can blend it in and it'll look fine. But I'm aware when I put it on my face, I probably should have gone lighter. But I felt with the stick, I think I had vanilla and I felt like that was too pale. So I was, hedge your mubbets, should have just tried harder in the shop. But those lights in the shop. Yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of colours. And the fact that there is one where I can go lighter is great. It's supposed to, I'm going to quote them because I like to do that. Immaculate was developed for those of you who want a matte finish without endless touch-ups. In addition to commissioning a consumer study on foundation, we also surveyed some of our clients and they testified seeing their skin improve from wearing it. They've reported the appearance of acne scars and breakouts had improved. It's a lifesaver for women with oily skin. That's some bold statements.
That's a lot of statements. Because this isn't the kind of foundation I would ever buy for me personally. No. I might use it in my kit.
Yes.
But I'm really interested to see what you thought about this, Lindsay.
Now, I have oily skin.
Yeah.
I have oily skin and I do have adult acne. I also have dehydrated skin. So the thing with dehydrated skin is it's not the same as dry. You know, dry means it's going to be patchy. You're going to have flakes. But dehydrated, it just looks a bit dull and a bit sad. It
feels tight.
And it feels tight. Yeah. And, you know, things tend to settle.
I get asked that question a lot, actually.
It's a big
what
thing,
is the difference between dry and dehydrated? And I always try and describe it as dry is almost like the surface layer feels, like you said, explained, rough, a little bit patchy. Whereas dehydrated, I think it is just that. It literally is craving water. It's tight. It almost feels like it just needs
feels
more moisture
uncomfortable
from within.
Because dry skin doesn't necessarily feel uncomfortable. It's weird, my skin has changed so much as I've traveled and as I've gotten older. I used to have dry skin and it didn't feel bad, but I would look at it and they were just, my product would just be in patches of skin and, like, you know, it would just look horrible. That sounds gross, because it is. But now it's much oilier and dehydrated because I live in LA, which is a very dehydrating climate.
Yes.
But it is still oily and you can be both of those things. It's not mutually exclusive. You can be dehydrated and oily. So I was really excited about this. I will say that oil control is not a myth. I'm not wearing any powder right now. I don't have anything setting impressive. On. I'm wearing it. Harry can see my face. I'm not shiny, but I'm not flat.
Yeah. No, like, there's dimension.
It's not flat at all.
Fresh.
It's a very real skin finish. They do say that it's full, medium to full coverage, and I would dispute that. I would say it's definitely medium.
Okay.
But they also say to apply with fingers or brush.
And you tried both, didn't you?
I tried both, and with fingers, I was very much underwhelmed and was right about to take it back to the shop. I'm like, not pay $56 to basically have a tinted moisturizer.
Yeah.
Like, my go-to light skin, easy fingertip foundation is the Bourjois City, City Light, I think it's called, which I love, because it's pennies compared to this.
Yeah.
And for this to be $56 and to not have the finish of that and to not have practically any coverage, I had to go back in with so much concealer just to walk out the door, which is fine if it's a light coverage, but it says medium to full.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, give it a try, go with the brush, and it was like night and day. It's completely different. Wow. I used a lot more product.
Which brush did you use? Because that's what everyone's going
to
want to know.
They say to use the Hourglass foundation brush, if you can believe it.
Of course they do.
If you can believe it. I actually use a Real Techniques buffing brush.
Okay.
And it was totally fine. And it was a really pretty finish. I still had to go up on concealer on blemishes.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to go over on redness or uneven patches. It totally covered that.
Yeah.
And I haven't even got anything under my eyes. And my under eyes aren't great at the minute because I've not had a lot of sleep.
Oh, you're looking good, babe.
You're
looking good.
Right, you know, like, it's not like the horror, you know, nightmare from the crypt that they were.
Not like the lips that you were trying early, which we will go into later.
To my Twin Peaks.
We've had some shockers.
Oh, we have. We've done some right testing. But yeah, I really like it with a brush. I'm still saying I don't know if I would rebuy it.
Okay.
I think it's definitely a Luxe purchase. And I would definitely recommend you try it before you buy it. I think it's going to be very much like the Hourglass stick foundation. It's going to be
a Marmite.
It's going to be a Marmite. You're going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Interesting.
I'll definitely use it up, and it's great for travel because it's in a squeezy tube.
Squeezy tube.
Yeah. But I'm not in love with it, but I like it.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm intrigued to see what other people think. I haven't seen any other reviews of it yet.
Yeah. Let us know, guys. If you've given this a go, let us know. You can tweet us at Full Coverage Pod. Let us know what you thought. There's been a lot of new launches this week, guys. Like, it's a busy week.
We've got the Ciate Glow 2 Illuminating Blush.
Very cute packaging.
Glow 2. Glow 2. So this is a new blush launch from Ciate. It's an illuminating blush, as we say. It's 6 shades, Into Deep. Is on its way to us, which I love because it's a Phil Collins song. But you can currently get Summer Love, Pinch Me, Baby Doll, Date Night, and Matchmaker. They're very glowy and pretty colours. Super cute packaging.
Yeah, I really like the packaging. I like that Ciate is moving more towards, like, it feels slightly more luxe nowadays with Ciate, which I really like.
Yeah, I like it because it's cute without being patronizing.
Yes. Polly Pocket.
It's not Polly Pocket. It's not Too Faced. No offense, Too Faced. It's not heart shaped. It's these little dinky round pots.
Yeah.
Nice. With stars in the lid, and it's just very pretty. There's a decent sized mirror in there that you can use, decent sized pan of product. We both said we felt like it's very similar to the Hourglass Ambient blushes.
Yes.
But much less expensive at $26. Which I think is really decent for the size of it and for the product. Don't have the UK cost, but I will get that for you. There's slightly less product in there than the Hourglass.
Yes.
Which is fair to say, and you have to know that. But I think they're really pretty. I'm wearing one now. I really liked it.
Really pretty.
They're pretty easy to build up. It's really hard to mess them up.
I think great as well, if you're in a rush and you want your kind of highlighter blusher combo, you can just whack this on it's kind of skipping a step. So that's quite good.
And it's a good baby's first blush, I think.
Yeah, it's a nice intro, especially for younger girls who, you know, if you're buying presents for younger girls and you don't want them to look like scary Bridget Jones back of the taxi blush.
First season Sex and the City.
Yes, this is the way to go.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Check them out. They're on ciate.com and everywhere else you can buy Ciate.
Really nice.
Harry.
Lindsay.
Difficult eyes.
Yes.
I feel like we have dedicated a lot of time over these episodes to discussing new products and new launches, which obviously is half the fun of doing this.
Yes.
But I also feel like there are so many products out there that aren't getting the love they deserve because they're not brand new.
Yeah. There's old favourites.
Old favourites. So this week, we're going to talk about products that we have and would repurchase.
Or have repurchased. I think quite a few of these are repurchases.
Yes. Because I just think so many people have Old Faithfuls that you actually forget about.
Yeah.
And I'm so busy trying to find the next thing that's going to be the thing that changes my life and makes it a million times better. And it's not, because it's makeup, but it is. That I sometimes forget about the glorious, glorious things that are there for me every day.
What makes, what do you look for when you're looking to repurchase something? Like, what is it that makes you come back to a product?
It's really tough. When we started talking about this, I was having a really hard time thinking about what it is. And then when I actually looked in my bag, I'm like, oh, but this, 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 and this. Because we get a lot of product. We see a lot of product. We're constantly, you know, whether it's through social media or actual samples being sent to us, or my spending 14 hours a week in Sephora, like, we're seeing a lot of products.
It's a hobby.
All the time. Yeah, it's a hobby. It's a pastime. So it's hard to sometimes see the forest for the trees, you know, like even in your own collection.
As a makeup artist, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah. And then sometimes when you like reshop your own collection, you're like, oh my God, I love that. I'd totally forgotten. Yeah. So for me to actually want to repurchase something, it's got to have like knocked my socks off.
Yes.
Because I am that person who is always like, the next thing's going to be the thing. The next thing that's going to be the one.
I buy into the hype. Even as makeup artists, I'm guilty of it. Like, I do buy into hype. And if everyone's trying it, I want to try it. I want to know what I'm missing out on. And I think the hardest thing for me is it does differ what I buy for me to what I buy in my kit. Obviously, there are things that, again, I'm very lucky to be sent stuff for my kit and the clients that I work with. But you know, what suits them doesn't always suit me and vice versa. So I know there are some things that stay in the makeup bag and then there are some things that I'm like, okay, I want to double up on that. That is good. I want that. And knowing that, you know, it will suit my skin tone or my skin type, or, you know, makeup, again, it's about personal preference. So some people like gloss, some people like matte, you know, everyone's got a different tendency as to what they're going to choose in the makeup shop. So yeah, I think we've picked out. I mean, this is hard. I feel like this is commitment
really
as well
hard,
to like actually, because you could say, oh, top five, top 10.
Yo,
you
know, I could keep going. Yeah.
But we both sort of have tried our very best to be, you know, we've rounded it up a little bit.
We've tried.
So I think you should go first, Lindsay.
So my first product that's going into the full coverage Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's good. On a whim.
Full coverage Hall of Fame. It's not one that's going to be a shock to anyone, hopefully, because it's...
And some of these won't be. Some of these won't be shocks, but it's the honest truth.
It's the honest truth. And they're products where if you're genuinely listening to this, looking for where to spend your money or suggestions or things that you know, someone who has, A, spent too much money of her own money on makeup and the advice of a makeup artist. You expect the truth and things you can rely on from us. My first pick is going to be the Armani Luminous Silk Foundation.
It's a good
which
one.
Which I believe I'm on my fourth bottle of.
Wow.
At this point, and given that I don't wear it all the time, and given how many foundations I've tried in the last 2 years, especially, that's a huge statement. I started wearing it back in England before I moved, so more than 8 years ago. Mm. And I love that foundation.
Yeah. It's still a favorite in my kit, and it's one of those ones that I always repeat purchase for my kit. I do love it on myself as well, and I think you can really sheer it down, you can build it up. It's one of the most flexible foundations out there.
Yeah, it's the spendiest thing on my list, and it's the spendiest thing I repurchase, but I would not hesitate. The second it looks like it's running out, I am straight
You're
down
back there.
Getting it. Yeah, and now they sell it at Sephora.
Oh, great.
Yeah, sell it at Sephora to get my points. Get my points.
Get my points.
You just have to get it from Bloomies. but yeah, I'm such a big fan of it. It never looks caked on. It never looks fake. I can put it on with my fingers, with a brush, with a sponge. It's impossible, she says, to mess it up as long as your tone is right. And there are so many color options.
Yeah,
it's
the
hard
color
to
range
mess
is
it up.
Brilliant.
It's definitely an investment because the rest of your makeup is going to look so much
better
on top of it.
That's really fair.
And I cannot recommend another foundation more highly for what it is. What about you, speaking of?
Well, kicking it off, I feel like the first one, I feel like I have to mention two together, which I know is slightly cheating, but it's because
it's totally cheating.
It is cheating, but it's because I wear the two together and I feel like one without the other doesn't do the justice almost. So one of these, and this is a repeat purchase, I literally had to go back because one of them you can only buy in England.
You flew all the way back to England.
I flew all the way back to England. Yes, that's dedication right there.
It's not true, she's lying. It's not true, she was going anyway.
It's kind of true. The first one is, and I feel like I have to apologize because it's so expensive. It is in stock though, I have checked. It's the Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder Morning Aura, which I did do a review on my channel of pretty much nearly the whole collection that she brought out with Estee Lauder. And my general overall feedback was that it was brilliant. And this obviously was one of those products that I know a lot of people are going to be like, what? I'm not going to spend $95 on a primer / moisturizer / glow. But now, it's a big but. Hear me out. Even when I first tried this, I was like, meh, what's all the fuss about? And then, you know, when you put something on your bedside table and you just keep using it and you're like, damn, that's good. And, you know, the glow in it for me, and again, I've done all these kind of repurchases as my own personal favorites as opposed to stuff that's in my kit. In terms of what I wear every day, I just think the glow on this is so beautiful, and it's got really hot now in LA. So sometimes if I can't get away with doing lots of moisturizer after I put on like SPF, I'll just put this on as like moisturizer and primer. And then in conjunction with the second favorite, it is the YSL Le Cushion Encre de Peau Fusion Ink Cushion Foundation. Now, I think cushion foundations are literally having a moment. Like, everyone's doing them. I want to get my hands on the Chanel one. We will bring you the review on that very soon.
Sweet.
But I think this YSL one with the Victoria Beckham primer together, it just makes my skin look like the best version of my skin. And it's not full coverage, but for me, it covers where I need the coverage.
Yep.
And I, you know, when you just look in the mirror, you're like, yes, that is how I want my skin to look. For me, my skin, I like the teeniest bit of coverage where I need it. It evens me out. It just makes me feel pretty and like my skin looks plump and full. And for me, the two together, I think, dare I say it, I can justify the money because I know I wear it every single day.
Oh, there you go.
And I love it. I bloody love it.
She loves it. She does. So I can see that you mean it.
I'm very passionate about those two together. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to justify it.
I mean, they're spendy, but this is the thing.
They're both spendy.
For me, if I'm going to put my money somewhere, I want it to be in my base and my skincare.
Yeah, for me too. That's the thing I will always put. And you'll see that, I think, as we go throughout the rest of my repurchases. Those two are probably my most expensive items.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking the same thing when I looked at my list of repurchases. It's very heavy on base products.
Yeah,
because I'm obviously very happy just to throw whatever I've got on my eyes and my mascara, my lipstick, things that are a little bit cheaper or things that are easily changed. I'm like super happy just to try the next thing.
Definitely.
And they very rarely become a favorite because I'm changing it up all the time. But with these rebuys, there were a lot of base product. So my next one is going to be the Urban Decay Concealer Pencil, the 24/7 Concealer Pencil, which I love so much, and I think it's such an unsung product.
I didn't know about it until you told me about it.
I know, it's crazy. I think everyone knows about the Naked Skin concealer, but then people don't talk about the pencil, and it's such a great spot concealer. Like, it's really creamy. It's like a little purple pencil. It comes in a bunch of different shades, so we'll get onto why that's good in a second while I just continue to tell you how it's amazing. It's $20, so it's not massively overly priced. I have always got one in my bag, and there's always one in my house.
You've got your emergency backup.
Yeah, because I say I get adult acne and I like to be able to spot conceal.
Yeah.
And I think because it's a pencil, it's so easy to do, but it's still got that creamy, amazing coverage that you get from the liquid foundation, but with all the ease and preciseness. Is that a word? Preciseness of
pencil.
Yeah, it works for me. I use the shade CIA, I think, which is the lightest. Light ivory for fair to light complexions. But I am very pale, so that makes sense. But then what you can do with these pencils other than conceal, they are fantastic contour pencils.
They're so
good because they have the creamy cream to powder texture. Their staying power is second to none.
Wow.
And they come in so many different real skin shades.
Yeah.
That I've used the deeper ones before. Like, I got sent some once from the PR. Thank you, guys. And I've repurchased it several thousand times. At one point, I thought it was being discontinued, and I bought three of them.
I do a panic purchase if
I
that
bought
happens.
Three of them, and they gave them my credit card, and they were like, you're
all right, love.
It's like, you don't understand. Yeah. And then they didn't discontinue them. So thanks for that. but I did have some of the deeper ones when they first came out. And they were so great for contour because they're so easy to use. They're little thin, like chunky eyeliner pencil, but it's just a regular pencil, not a stick.
Yeah.
So you can get really in there for your contours and go really subtle. You can do nose contour if you are into such things.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of the PRs from Urban Decay, and I raised this with her, and I was like, oh, I'm so surprised that you haven't, you know, pitch them as that and reposition them as that. And she's like, oh, that's so interesting because that's what Candy Johnson uses them for. So I'm not alone in having worked out, and Candy
Good
Johnson.
Company.
Great company to be in, and actually much better at contouring than I will ever be. So if she sees that in them, I agree with it. But I love them. I love them so much. I always have it with me, and I've bought it so many times. So if you're looking for a good concealer pencil, I would definitely recommend it. Mm. It's a good one for the handbag.
Well, I mean, I'm a lover of the Urban Decay Skin Concealer. So although I'm not... well, I think it's more that I've just not really tried that pencil. But for me, when they launched the Naked Skin, the Weightless Complete Cover Concealer, and I actually have two shades. I use medium light neutral kind of around my nose and any areas that need the coverage, because I'll always be someone that kind of likes less base and more coverage with my concealer just where needed. And then I wear light neutral under my eyes. And I just find on me, it's hydrating, it covers, it's buildable. I can go back in and like touch up where I need to. It's long lasting. It's the concealer I didn't know I needed until I have it. And I not only own this, again, I have backups in case they ever stop. I also have Sephora miniatures in my gym bag and in my handbag. Yeah. That's how good it is.
See, this is the difference between you and I think, because I like a more full coverage base and then to spot conceal, whereas you're much more comfortable with a lighter base than you'll go in with your concealer, which really illustrates both the difference between you and I, but also the difference between these products.
I
do have that, and I do use it if I do under eye, like if I'm filming or something and I know I'm going to need to do a full conceal, that is my go-to. But I use, because I'm looking more for acne coverage of spot conceal, that's where the pencil really comes into its own.
I'm definitely gonna try out my pro kit. I feel like I need to try my pro kit.
I think they're really good, but I agree with you, that's really good too. Oh, so many good things. It's actually making me want to go home and get...
Like, I know, that's the thing. I feel like the products I've got are things that I just always go back to and I love them.
Yeah. So my third one is going to be... we're going lip.
Going lip. Okay.
And I talk about this all the time. And I don't think I have talked about it here. I'm not sure.
In these parts.
on these here parts. Around these parts. I don't know why I've decided I'm a West Country farmer.
I think
today.
It's because my husband's from Devon, so I feel like I'm totally allowed to do that.
Now.
No, it was a lovely
Dave.
Impression. It's okay.
My boyfriend's from...
Makes me miss home.
...the deep south, so you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear my impression of South Carolina, because it's straight up offensive. My third pick for my repurchase, and this, I've lost count.
Okay.
Genuinely lost count of how many of these I've been through, which when I think...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But how much it costs makes me feel a little bit sick inside.
But that means it's worth it.
It's worth every penny. Yeah. It's genuinely, I go to duty free and whenever I'm there and buy two.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. Mm. And this is the Dior Color Reviver Lip Glow. Which
I've seen you use this and die by
you
do actually thing. I feel like whenever I'm with you, you pop out your little handbag,
it's
and
never
there
not
it is
on my face. It's true. Every time I try something else, that goes in my handbag out with me, and I know I'm gonna end up with it on my chops by the end of the night, because it's such a lovely balm. It's a beautiful beautiful lip balm. It lasts. It's one of those balms where you put it on and it stays on, and you feel hydrated and you feel the slip of it for so long, that I love. And it's Color Revive, which is you know, Dior code for one of the pH color changing products, which are really big at the minute. I feel like there's definitely a big resurgence of that but they've been doing this for a while, because I've been using this for donkeys now, and they've extended the line here, and they've added a couple of extra colors, they've added extra products. But the 001 pink Color Revive balm is it's my jam. Cannot be without it. I love it so much. The only thing I will say is, if you overdo it, you end up with a neon pink stain.
See, I quite like that though.
See,
I like
the fact
that
it's good and bad.
Yeah,
because I know some people have not liked it, so they're like, oh, I wanted like a natural hint. And Maybelline do a version. Yeah, exactly. Maybelline do a version of it that's the baby lips, baby glow, I think it's called. Okay. But it doesn't have the lasting slip, and it doesn't. The color never gets as intense.
Yeah,
because I've tried every other brand's version.
It's really nice.
The Bobbi Brown one was really nice, but it felt smaller and lighter as a product, and I felt like the slip didn't last as long.
Yeah,
that's what I love about this. I just think every part of it works for me.
Yeah,
and I've got one in every handbag.
That's when you know you love it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you pick up an old bag you've not used for ages, and there's one in there.
Yes, there's half left. Yeah.
And then when they die, when I get down to the very bottom, because this is the one thing that I will always get to the very, very bottom, they go in my little dressing area, and I scoop it out until it be dead, because I love it. And that, if you go and try it first, because if the color doesn't work for you, it is an expensive lip balm.
Yeah.
But I don't use it as a lip balm. I use it as my everyday reliable color.
Lip color.
And if you put it with Pillow Talk liner, that'll dress it up for evening.
Oh, nice.
Because I like to give more a defined line of an
You've
evening.
You've got good lips, though.
See, I don't have a very defined lip line, though.
Oh, I think you do.
No, I don't. It's weird. Like, my lips
are really
pale. And
you've got a full top lip, which I feel like everyone's trying to make a fuller top lip. And
see, I've really felt the loss of volume in my lips over the last couple of years, because I'm of an age, apparently, which is not even true. I'm 36.
She's a spring chicken.
But like, I keep seeing things on Instagram going like, oh, 36, getting on, you need to get some fillers. I'm like, I don't, because I'm terrified of fillers.
No, do not do it.
But I have seen like a loss of definition in my lip line. And I will say, I read an article while we're chatting. I read a really good feature on A Model Recommends a couple of weeks ago. Ruth posted about lip line and her loss. And she's the same age as me. And she was talking about how she's felt her lip line slipping away, and how the use of a lip pencil, I'm gesticulating wildly so everyone knows, but why, like, that she started using lip pencils like crazy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more with that article. I use Pillow Talk all the time with my Color Reviver for an evening.
Oh,
for a daytime,
nice.
Just slick it on and go. And that's the other great thing. You don't have to look. You just slick
it
on
I love
and go.
A lipstick like that, where it's just like,
I love it so much.
I call it car makeup. Telling. It's like, you don't need a mirror. You just like
backseat makeup. Yeah, it's so good. It's so great, and that's definitely, I mean, I've repurchased it
umpteen times,
and I will continue to do so.
Nice. So my next, I think this has to be, well, this or the other one are potentially the ultimate repurchase. I feel like this one, I think
this, or the other one.
This or the other one, that's so accurate. This one is the Kiko Makeup Milano eyeliner. Oh, hang on, it's got different languages. Wait, let's find what I'm actually... Super Colour eyeliner. There we go, nice and easy.
What is it in the other languages?
Don't make me do it.
What about our international friends?
Eyeliner couleur extra brillante. Brillante. Ooh, that's got to be wrong. I'm so sorry if I've just like... That's
is it
really
Italian?
Bad.
I think Kiko's Italian, is it?
Yes, it was Milano. I know that much.
Milano.
We can have that.
Brilliante.
But this is the eyeliner in 102. Now, if anyone's watched my channel or reads my blog, you'll know I have a passion for brown eyeliner, whether that's
passion for the brown,
whether that is pencil eyeliner, whether it's liquid eyeliner. Never got into brown mascara. That never quite ticked that box.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. But this eyeliner, now in my kit, I use the Tom Ford High Definition one on clients and I love it. But because I don't wear black anymore, I feel like it's quite hard to find a really good brown liner. And I do like that little bit of I want to say shimmer, but again, I always think of sheen. I always feel like it's not glittery.
Rather than any other description.
Exactly. It's just got a bit of lift in it. And I find whenever I wear this, someone comments on it. They're like, oh, what? You're wearing brown eyeliner. What is that? And because it's got the slight sheen in it.
Wearing brown eyeliner.
You rebel.
Are you feeling well? Okay. Do you know they make black?
And I think it's because it's almost got like a slight red undertone in it. So it brings out the green in my eyes. It makes my eyes look more green when I wear it. And, you know, I've tried many, many expensive eyeliners. I do love the Tom Ford one. I think as a black eyeliner, that one is great. But this one stays on equally as long, if not longer, dare I say it. It is properly waterproof. You know, you can pretty much rub your eye and pretty much stays on. I feel like I can leave this on all day. I know it's there. I love the brush on this. Again, the brush is more like an actual brush as opposed to those weird felt tip things. Yeah, I've never been into that. And I think this is my fifth one. I absolutely love it. Oh, and nice. If they ever stop making it, I'll be devastated.
And it's affordable, right?
It's affordable. I think it's like bargain. I mean, in America, and they have Kiko in America, which I'm very excited about. I think it's about $10 in America, and I think in the UK I pay, it's less than £7, I think. Yeah, so this one also comes in loads of different colours, which I really like. So, and they have like matte versions as well, so they have ones with like the sheen in, like that I like, but the colour I wear is 102, and it's amazing.
Sweet. Wow, I need to... I've not even tried it, which I feel terrible about because I've heard you talk about it so many times.
I'll try it. I feel like it's one of those ones that every time I mention it, I'm like, everyone's going to be like, not that one again, because I mention it so much. But we're being honest, guys.
That's
keeping
why
it
we're
real.
Here. Yeah. My next pick is, it's not fancy. It's not showy. It's not something you want to whip out and to impress people.
What is it?
What is something you want to whip out to impress people? I want to know. But it is something I've repurchased over and over and over. And... we talked about this before, definitely you and I, is the L'Oreal True Match pressed powder, which is an oldie but a goodie. And when I tried to work out how long I'd been using it, I went back to my very early days of blogging, which was 10 years ago, and it was there.
That's dedication.
Yeah, so I've been using this bad boy for more than 10 years. And it's just a really great pressed powder. It's very finely milled. The colour matches are fantastic. The True Match range, I think, is really, really good as an affordable option for finding your correct skin tone. Saw Blake Lively in an ad for what the other day.
Yeah, I like the L'Oreal campaigns.
Did you know that?
She's what?
Part Cherokee.
I did not know
that. According to L'Oreal. They wouldn't lie. Yeah.
No. Well, I like that they have, like, I like their campaigns that they're doing at the minute as well with, like, every different skin tone. I
think
it's...
great product and educational.
Well, and affordable. I think it's nice that there are products, again, especially in the drugstore now, that are catering to every skin tone. It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. And this, I feel like it hasn't had the...
love it deserves.
So yeah. I am giving it my love because I've bought... so very many of them.
Yeah.
They have been like full on memory product too. Yeah. It's like, I remember whipping it out when I've been like,
I love that you keep saying whipping it out.
Whipping it out. But you know what I mean? Like, you just pop it out your handbag and like a bit of a touch up when you're a bit worse for wear.
Harry.
Yeah. Dirty, difficult eyes.
Dirty, difficult eyes.
I do feel like it's, I don't want to call it a drunk product, but I definitely have so many memories of pulling it out of my handbag to like touch up when I've been a bit worse for wear and been like, oh.
But I've got my powder, so everything's
okay.
I look flawless.
I might be hammered, but I'm not shiny, which, you know, is what I look for in a day-to-day life. So that's definitely a repurchase for me. And I would definitely recommend it. It's not as fancy or as pretty as like the Charlotte Tilbury airbrush powder or as the Chanel Compacts. But it is one that I've tried all of those and I just always come back here. So.
Well, I feel like my next one is kind of on the similar lines. It's not really an exciting product, but it's one of those ones, again, if they were to ever stop making it or I run low on it, I'll always repurchase it because I just think it's kind of one of those products that does more than what you realize it's going to do. So I'm talking about MAC Pro Longwear Paint Pot in Groundwork, which is like a cream to powder shadow. I think for me, it's the color as well, the tone of this. There's not really many companies that have made like the exact same tone in that it's like a grayish beige mushroom brown. It's the perfect like eye contour color. It's beautiful on its own, and then you put kind of a black coal in and smoke it up. Ooh. I find like, you know when people talk about like the classic smoky eye?
Yes.
I still think that's what you can do with this. Yes. But it also makes beautiful, kind of like editorialized with no mascara. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's one of those products that translates beautifully to everyday life as well as the runway. So I see it all the time being used at shows with no mascara or a very editorial way. But it also looks stunning just over the lid to cover any kind of veins or fatigue. And And it just gives enough, a bit of something that you've got a shadow on. And that's it. It just stays put, doesn't move. And it also acts beautifully with other shadows as well on top as like a primer.
Yeah, I think I had this and didn't realize I had it because that is the depth and horror of my makeup collection. And then I became aware of it when I think, was it Lisa Eldridge did the Adele makeup tutorial?
Yes, I think Eldridge? He did. Yes, I think.
Yes, the with her makeup artist.
Yes, my question, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. This was the cream shadow they used as their base under the new dip Tom Ford
and
quad.
It's incredible, those that combo.
And I had both of those things. I use new dip all the time. I absolutely love it. It's my favourite eyeshadow palette. But I was like, I'm sure I've got that. I've got that. And I started playing with it and I couldn't believe it. I think I'd just written it off from looking at it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it just
what
looks
I mean.
Like
it's
concealer.
Not,
I don't
it's
care
not
about
exciting
this.
Looking. It almost looks like an eyeshadow that looks dirty, but I just think it does amazing things to, you know, even on darker skin tones, it makes a beautiful nude eye base. On very pale skins, it can actually look very dramatic and really, really beautiful as a smoky eye.
Yeah.
And I think it just, like you said, it just gives other eyeshadows a bit of something, but it's equally beautiful on its own.
It some dimension to grip onto. Yeah, I mean, as I get older, my lids are getting, you know, they're dropping with the rest of me. And I just find that this is such a good, it just makes me look more awake, more alert. It just looks
just
polished.
Just a little something, that's it. Yeah, it's just the right side of polish.
And you do it with your fingertip as well. Yeah. Like, it's just so easy. So I just realised, like, so many of these things we're choosing as repurchases, they're all, like, the easiest things.
Well, and I think that's it, isn't it? When we were saying earlier, what is a good repurchase product? What is it we look for? And I think for me, you know, as you get older, I want to spend less time doing... I mean, I love doing my makeup. I really enjoy it. But also there are times when it's necessity and it's like, okay, I just need to get ready for work. I want it to be quick. I want to get out, spend more time hanging out with friends and doing fun stuff. So it's like, okay, what is quick? What is easy? But also what makes me feel great? And I'm kind of always like, oh, that was quick. Like, there's that nice feeling of like, this is easy to use, especially when a friend is like, oh, what are you wearing on your eyes? Yeah. And you could be like, it's just this. You just put your finger in and just wipe it across your eyelid. You know, I think it's nice to have those products that are effortless both in application but also make you look effortlessly great.
Agreed.
So we're on to highlight of the week. We've come to that part of the show where we're going to share with you our personal highlights. There's one that we have both equally loved this week, which is also a new launch that we haven't yet mentioned, and we have a highlight each that we've been loving that we're going to share with each other and you, of course. And we've got a first on full coverage. We've got an anti-highlight.
We have a low light.
a low light,
if you will. We're going the full ombre this week.
Yes, we're starting up something high, that we felt deserved a mention, and it's by a brand we love. And yeah, we'll come to that in a bit, but stay tuned for that. So I think I'll kick off with the product that I think it's fair to say we've both been really impressed with and love.
I keep wanting to sing the shake, 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 shake your booty.
So. Well, you've kind of done it, so I feel like you've ticked that box. So the product we're talking about is the new Matte Shaker. This is the Ultra Pigmented Matte Liquid Lipstick from Lancome. For those of you who are already familiar with the Juicy Shakers, little cocktail bottles,
adorable,
which are very cute.
Little cocktail shakers.
They were a more kind of like glossy, sort of balmy feel, texture, very sheer. They have now come out with a matte formula. I'm wearing it right now. Obviously, you can't see, but let me explain.
Oh,
the downfalls
of
a podcast. Yeah. But I am currently wearing the shade Pink Power. Now, I think it's fair to say I'm not the kind of person that loves a liquid lipstick on myself. I've dabbled with the reds. And like we said,
I've been quite open about it.
I love a red. I'll always do a red liquid lipstick.
She
but also that's kind of as far as I go. Yep. And I feel like for me, liquid lipsticks, A, they make my lips look smaller. They feel really uncomfortable. I feel like on me, they're quite aging. And I just think they've kind of like been very much of a time. I feel like it's like a trend thing.
I'm hoping it's on its way out.
I've got to be honest, whenever I hear a brand saying they're doing like a matte, if it's a matte lipstick, I still get very excited about that because I think lipstick and liquid lipsticks are two very different things. So this one I was really curious about. And what I will say is, for me, this is exactly what I would recommend for people who want that matte finish that's further than a lipstick. And I feel like this is the liquid lipstick for people who don't like liquid lipstick. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense.
When I first put it on, I was showing Lindsay and I was like, I feel like I've got water on my lips, which I really liked.
Oh, yeah, it
felt
so light. Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost like a diluted matte, which I think looks really modern and really chic. Mm-hmm. It definitely, you can build them up. Like I put one layer on, I was like, oh, this is like a really cool stain that's very even, looks really soft. But it also, I then put a second coat on like later on and I was like, oh, this is punchy. Like it's got the
pigment.
It's very
vibrant. Yeah.
And it's comfortable. I feel like I've got nothing on my lips. So I think that's brilliant. Really excited by that.
First time I tried it, I wasn't a fan. I love the Juicy Shakers. I love the Juicy Shakers so much. And I think just I loved those so much that I wasn't mentally ready for the matte version.
You just weren't ready.
I just wasn't ready for the stain version. And actually, that's the thing to me. I feel like it's more of a stain than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, to call it a matte lipstick does it an injustice, really.
No, that's it.
There's nothing there. It's a stain.
And it's translucent. But there's almost like that translucency. But
I feel like it's got so much more power than a stain. You know, you think of a stain, and I think of like a Benetton, where it's very watery and it's sheer, and you've been building up for 10 years, and then it's just going to go badly in the end. But it's, I mean, it looks amazing on you right now. It's very,
thanks, babe.
You're welcome. But it's like a really powerful punch of color, while still looking pretty and modern, like you say. And I think, like you say, the key is definitely the very, very thin layers.
Yeah.
Because the first time I tried it, I definitely got the ring of color around the outside of my lips and looked like an old crone, and I was very against it.
Yeah.
But you need to go back over that middle part when it's dry.
And I think the applicator is actually part of what I like about it, because I think
the feel of it. I like the feel of it,
but also like with liquid lipsticks in the conventional sense, I find it's very, it's almost like putting a gloop on your lips in that the applicator makes it so precise and sharp that, okay, it's great you don't need a lip liner, but I also find there's not much control. Whereas with these, I find it makes a nice soft diffused edge, which I, again, feels really modern. I feel like there's not any other products that kind of create that same effect.
Yeah, it doesn't look aggressive. And I think because it hasn't got that sharpness, it doesn't go up into lip lines.
Yes. I think a lot of people will like this who want to try a matte lip but have been scared to.
Yeah, and it's not drying like a lot of the matte lips.
I feel like I've got nothing on my lips.
And you have. They look really good.
Ta-da!
There you go. Thanks, Lancôme. We love you.
Well done, Lancôme.
As I was saying, I have really embraced lip pencils of late. Mm. And I've always been a bit shy of them. I feel like they look dated and they made me feel old, and like I didn't love a lip pencil. I just never felt that they looked that good. I would use it if I was doing like a red.
Yeah.
And that was about it. I wasn't interested. But as I say, I feel like my lip line is not as defined as it used to be. And it was Pillow Talk, Charlotte Tilbury's Pillow Talk lip cheat, that really swung me back around to giving them a shot. So one of my favorite lip brands in general is Bite Beauty.
I love Bite.
I think they're so fantastic. I love their packaging, which I know is not where I should start, but I have never had one of their products that's been a dog. Like I've never had one of their products and it's not been a winner. They're not cheap, they're not inexpensive, but they're so good. I love the Amuse Bouche lip range. I think their color range is really interesting. They did a beautiful
I love that they're just a lip brand as well. I think there's something really special about exactly that. Just a brand doing something really well.
They did, it was the only brand where I've actually been enticed into buying wacky non-conventional colors, because they did last year, they did a black and green and a black and blue. The blue was called Squid Ink and the green was Kale.
Oh, good names.
And they are beautiful. And I've yet to leave the house in them, but they look gorgeous and they feel gorgeous and they wear nicely. There's a whiskey now as well that's like dark brown that's absolutely stunning. And then they also do one of my go-to daytime colors is called Fig, and it's just a really pretty brownie pink. Really easy to wear. I have it in a million different, they did just the regular color. They do at Christmas, they do like a double-ended lipstick mini set.
Yeah.
And they had a fig with another color, and then this year they did fig with a rose gold topper. I just think they're nailing it. I think they're absolutely killing it. And it's gone slightly off topic for my love of Bite. but they have recently extended their line of lip liners. So that when they first came out, which wasn't that long ago, they were all very, very much in the neutral palette. They were just basically variations on a nude lip. And I was like, okay, great. I've got my lip Pillow Talk. Don't care. Don't need it. And they're $18, so they're not free. But, you know, it's a big old pencil. It's a long pencil. I think it's good. But they've just recently extended the range to include a lot of their unconventional colors. You can get the dark green is deep hunter green. The blue is deep navy. They have a black that's just black. They also have white. They have peaches. They have every color you can think of now. It is there. And I absolutely love them. They are so creamy. They are so long lasting. When you apply it as a full lip cover, it almost feels like lipstick. You can like smush your lips together and distribute it. It's beautiful, but it still gives you all the definition and hold of a pencil if you're just using it for lip liner. I think if I were to be an overdrawer, I'm not an overdrawer. I don't overdraw my lip line. I can't do it. I look like I've got a baboon's bottom on my face. It's not for me. But I respect the trend.
I've seen it done. I nod.
I've seen it done and it looks good. It's not for me. These would be a really good option for that because they just feel so good and they do not move. So that has been a real highlight. I've got shade 012.
Yeah, I saw you swatch it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really pretty, just neutral, pinky, almost brown, very natural skin color.
I might have to get that one. It's really nice.
Yeah, I really like you. Should check it out, but I worry that you would just need all of them as I
It could happen.
But you need them for your kit.
Well, the problem is for my job, that is generally my excuse in life is it's my job. I have to have it.
There's just so many colors.
Thank goodness.
It's so good. And I love them. I love them so much. My dream is to get to the Bite Beauty Lab in New York. It wasn't open when I lived there, where you can make your own lipstick. And every time I've been back to New York, they're fully booked. Let me in.
Let her
Let
in.
Let me in.
Because she will get in.
Yeah, I mean, don't make me break in because I'll do it.
All in the name of beauty journalism, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I love it. If you're in New York, definitely make an appointment there. And if you're in the States, get to Sephora and get
these. I was
going to
say, I've seen them in Sephora. They have a nice big stand.
Yeah, it's in every Sephora. So do check it out.
Do check it out. Highlight of the week for me, my personal one. I feel like I'm going to be a bit, what's the word? Renegade?
Oh.
Maybe not. It's a hair product, which for me, I don't normally do. I feel like I'm the laziest person when it comes to my hair. I like anything that is easy, but my general go-to styles are a top knot pineapple or just down and a little bit wavy.
Yes.
With straighteners, I feel like that's my polished look. Like if I feel like I'm having to be
polished.
Your
hair always looks nice. It always looks done.
You're very kind, but I feel like I have very thick hair. So often what I have to do is sleep on my hair and then it looks best like the day after.
So as a fine-haired lady, I have no sympathy
for
you.
Well, this is it. I feel like I don't get any sympathy having thick hair because everyone wants thick hair. And whilst I'm grateful for it, I would definitely say styling it can be tricky.
Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag blessed. But that sounds really on myself.
She's hashtag blessed,
oh,
people.
Oh gosh. But the product in question is, are we calling it whey or we?
It's whey.
It's whey.
I have it on a good authority that it is whey.
Just because I asked someone Sephora and the man looked at me very strange.
Well,
so
he
should
have known.
He should have known better. Anyway, it is the Whey Wave Spray. And I have brought it in the mini size, which I love when a brand enables you to just
love
try it first. Because I will go back and buy the full size. As the name would suggest, it's really nice just on damp hair. I let it dry and it just makes my hair is naturally wavy, but I feel like I often get one side that does quite well and the other side is like, I'm not going to play.
Well, so this like life.
Yeah. So this is like my kind of insurance policy that I'm going to have equally distributed waves. And I feel like it's one of those, you know, lots of brands do this now, but this feels super high end in that it smells like a really expensive perfume in my hair. Like I smell every like moment yesterday. I was just like, I smell good. Like I can literally smell myself.
My hair, people.
I was so impressed. And I think as well, like it didn't look crispy. Like I felt like it was everything I'd want from a wave spray that again, I didn't know I needed, but love it. I think it's really good. And I'm definitely going to investigate more, I think, with the Whey products because it definitely works well with my hair. It was very easy to use. And the finished result really impressed me. It's really
good. I've been very curious about their dry shampoo foam.
I have it.
Oh.
I will let you know.
Excellent.
I've not yet used it,
but
I'm going to.
I've been keen to know because I love a dry shampoo.
Yes.
As a fine haired lady.
The foam shampoo, yes.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm intrigued. But yeah, I'm interested that this brand is proving to be more than just a social media hit.
Yes, that's what my always worry is with, you know, obviously Jen Atkin is very well established as an amazing hairstylist working with lots of celebrities, but in particular she works with the Kardashians.
Yes, it's that lady that made this Kardashian thing.
And I, you know, I love her personal style. And I think even the packaging to me, it's everything that I'd want in a brand.
Yep,
it's very chic, it's very minimal, it's very voguey. Like it feels like you'd see it on Vogue.
It's very classic and clean.
It's very classic.
You can put it in
it's
a
clean.
White, black. It would not look out of place in Kris Jenner's black and white house.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think to be fair, it's really good. It really is. It's worth the hype. I think the products perform well. You know, I bought the travel size and I will be going back and buying the full size.
Excellent. I'm gonna go and have a little look.
Give it a go.
Have a little look at what they've got. I feel so bad about doing our low light of the week, but
I think to disclaim,
like got to talk
I feel
about
like
it.
We have to talk about it because like I did say, Lindsay was trying some on her lips earlier and she looked
so
like
hard.
She was dead.
I'm going to preface this by saying I love Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes,
I love Yves Saint Laurent
products. I do too. I love YSL Beauty.
You can do no wrong or so I thought. the glossy stains were my absolute
all-time. Yeah, I love them.
I think probably one of my all-time, actually not one of, probably my all-time favourite lip launch.
Okay, that's
I was
a statement.
Obsessed with them.
That makes up for what we're going to
yes,
say
I
now.
Have so many of them. I think number 8 is like a aqua coral or something. Mm. And that
I
is
love
my,
the red, just a classic
oh,
red.
I love the
beautiful.
Red. I've got two of the reds. I've got all the corals and the pinks. I just find them so comfortable to wear. They always look pretty and polished. They're so easy to put on. I liked the cream stain when they came out with that last year. Prefer the glossy, did like the cream. Yeah. But the glossy stains, I love them. So please forgive me when I'm about to say they've brought out an extension. And it's limited edition, which is why I bought it, because I'm an idiot, as we've established previously with the Chrissy Teigen product.
But saving you money, guys. Saving you money.
That's what I do. That's why I'm here.
It's like a superhero. That's your superhero
that's
power.
That's my superpower, is pissing my money up the wall so you don't have to. So I went into Nordstrom and they had them and they were brand new. And this lady's like, oh my God, you've got to get them. They're so great. They're like color transformers. And I should have known, because Estée Edit did something really similar with their launch range of having color transformer lipsticks. And I hated them and I just didn't get on with them at all. So they're called the Primary Color Edition. There is a bright aqua blue, a bright primary
yellow. I thought they were eyeliners originally, which excited me. They'd be amazing eyeliner.
Yeah. So there's a bright baby blue, a bright aqua yellow, and then a magenta, let's say. Because there's almost like, they are the colors from CMYK. They're the three color protein, yeah. Cyan, yellow, and magenta.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I see
sense.
What they were trying
yeah,
to
like,
do.
The bright aqua blue, it's cyan. yeah, now I'm like, oh my God, as a former person who worked in publishing, I'm like, oh my God, they've recreated three color process.
Yeah.
Which is great if you're a publishing or printing nerd. If you're a human that wanted a lipstick, it's a massive balls up.
So what was the point behind them? We need to explain
the point
what
behind
the
them
point
is,
behind them.
You are supposed to apply one of these. So it says on it, wear it alone for a bold lip. Apply several layers for a vibrant monochrome look. If you're looking to look like Laura Palmer.
keep that vision
that
in
blue.
Mind.
Keep the vision of Laura Palmer blue is what they should call it. Yeah. Or mix it to create your own shade. So apply a thin layer of the base coat on your lips. Let it dry. Then coat it with a glossy stain of your choice. I've tried both ways.
I've seen it. I've watched her do it.
Harry's a professional.
Yeah, I was not convinced.
I'm not a professional. And yet there was no way to come at it that it looked good.
And each time you put a new layer on, yeah, the magenta, I understand.
Because that's a magenta. It's just
a
magenta
lip. It looks like a pink lipstick.
It looks like a wicked, awesome, beautiful, nice wearing, gorgeous finish, magenta, glossy stain. The yellow is sort of not really there. Even on my arm where I've swatched it, the yellow is kind of not happening. It did brighten. I put a coral over the top of it and it did make it slightly brighter. But there's also already that colour in the range.
Yes, I think
there's
that's
a
the
lot
thing.
Of colours.
It's like sometimes brands do that thing where they just make something for the sake of making it. And I think it just, I don't know who's going to buy it.
Me.
Well, you did.
And only
and
me.
I can see me as a makeup artist, how I could maybe make it work. Like, okay, maybe I'd use the blue for an editorial if it was Laura Palmer inspired. But
you know, it's back. You should pitch that.
I should pitch it. I mean, I think I see what they were trying to do. And I just think the glossy lip stains are so good. Like, they just don't need to do this.
It looks like I've rubbed popsicles on my
it
arm.
It really does. It looks like melted popsicles in a Dulux take it home and try it against your wall.
It's so upsetting because I want to love them. And even just looking at the colours
makes
me
happy. They're
pretty
in the tube, yeah.
Yeah. But once it was on my face, it was one of the most upsetting things I've ever seen.
And I think it was as you continued to put it on, it got worse and worse to the point where I was like, and stop.
Yeah, it's time to
put the makeup brush down, Lindsay.
Wash your face because no Uber driver will take you.
They will think there's something wrong.
It's like I'm undead.
So yeah, I think it was sad, but remember, guys, we have a lot of love for everything else in the YSL
range. So much
love.
And if you've got the money to spend on one of these, go and buy one of the glossy stains, the regular glossy stains.
Yeah, are amazing.
Yeah, because I can't recommend those enough. But this one is, it's a pass.
It's a blip.
It is. Yeah. I mean, and you're right. It was just something to do for the
Every
sake of doing it.
Every brand has it. We've had a very eventful episode today. We would also like to point out that we now have full coverage mugs.
Full coverage mugs.
I just feel like we can't end without letting you know that we both sat here drinking our pop out of a full coverage
mug.
Not even a tea, a pop.
So in our next episode, we're going to be having a giveaway for a couple of those mugs. And we will let you know how you yourself can get your mitts on a full coverage mug. Because who doesn't love a mug? I love a mug.
I love a mug. And especially a full coverage one. I feel very profesh.
I feel now I'd even rather have a promotional mug over a promotional tote.
Yeah.
Because I've got enough of those. Tote. I'm at peak tote, but you can't have too many mugs.
It's very true. And who doesn't love a cup of tea with your podcast?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm very excited about our full coverage mugs. So stay tuned for that.
And we'll be talking all things drugstore next week. Yes. So we thought we would just, you know, bring down some of our favourites that are slightly more affordable. Yes. So some more kind of budget friendly options. And we're going to dedicate to the drugstore beauty and all things affordable beauty.
It's going to be very exciting. So that's it from us for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much if you subscribed. We appreciate it. To the lovely people that have left us reviews, we love you dearly.
We have a lot of love for you. And I'm going to be cheeky and say, please, anyone who's thinking about giving us 5 stars, just do it.
Don't just think about it. Life's too short.
Life's too short. Give us 5 stars.
We would love those 5 stars.
I'd be really grateful.
There might even be a mug in it for you.
I think we could bribe you with a mug. I'm down to do that.
I'm quite happy to bribe people with 5 stars with a mug. Because the more stars we get, the higher we get up the iTunes chart. And then the more people can listen to us and the more mugs we can buy.
That's very true. There's more mugs to be made for the higher our ratings get. So just think about that.
Mugs for all. Mugs for everyone. So yes, we would love a review if you have the time to either share our podcast with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. We are there at Full Coverage Pod. We would love to hear from you and love to chat to you all. And as we say, we're on iTunes, SoundCloud and Stitcher. So check us out there and share alike.
Cool. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Looking forward to the next one, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.